talking about whether LeBron would win a title in Los Angeles or not. And lo and behold, here we stand. He's done it again. And I just want to mention something here before I move on. I just think it's hilarious because, you know, everybody's been making jokes. Oh, 4-6. Oh, this is a cakewalk for LeBron, calling him Le Cakewalk, which is, come on, you could be funnier than that. I just love how hard people have to work to try to discredit LeBron James. I find it comical. I saw, and this is particularly coming from a Skip Bayless tweet where he mentioned the Trailblazers, the Houston Rockets, the Denver Nuggets, and the Clippers. And I just found it funny, and I broke it down in a video I made earlier, but I'm going to break it down again here. So people are mentioning, it was such a cakewalk for LeBron. It was such a cakewalk. In the first round, he plays the 8-seed Portland Trailblazers, which many people were calling the most dangerous and most scary 8th seed in NBA history, as they were scorching coming into the playoffs, Damian Lillard in particular. And then they lost game one against the Portland Trailblazers, and after that it was, whoa, welcome to the wild, wild west, LeBron. It's real out here. This is not going to be a cakewalk for you. Not going to be a cakewalk at all. Lakers won that in 5 games. Gentlemen sweep. Then they follow up with the Houston Rockets, and a similar conversation is had. They lose game one. Whoa, LeBron, I'm telling you. Portland wasn't that good, even though everybody was talking about how good they were and how much of a mismatch they were. The Portland Trailblazers weren't that good. Now the Houston Rockets, now they pose a different threat to the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James. They lose game one. Oh, it's going to be so hard to stop James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And mind you, I believed in the Houston Rockets. I thought they were very good. But I did not think they were in any business to be beating the Lakers. Once again, and I know the Rockets lost Daniel House. But anyways, what happened? Help me out here. Oh, the Lakers once again won in 5 games. Then it's followed up with a matchup in the Western Conference Finals against the Denver Nuggets. And it's, well, LeBron and AD and the Lakers and everyone, they caught a break. They didn't have to play the tough Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell and everybody else on that squad. They got lucky. Oh, really, did they? Because last time I checked, the Los Angeles Clippers had a 3-1 lead over the Denver Nuggets and choked it right away. And the Denver Nuggets won that series in 7 games, their back-to-back series winning Game 7, coming back from 3-1. Only team in NBA history to do so. The Clippers choke away that series of the Denver Nuggets, and then the Lakers get them in the Western Conference Finals, and guess what? The Lakers won once again in 5 games. So what are we talking about here? I mean, everybody was hyping up all these opponents for the Lakers, and then they mow through them in 15 games through 3 series. They mow through their opponent, and now it's a cakewalk. Now it's just a cakewalk. I mean, come on. I mean, it's really comical how hard these people are working. And then it's followed up with a finals matchup against the Miami Heat. And don't get me wrong, I'm not this dumb. The Miami Heat were banged up. They had no Bam Adebayo for a game or two. They had no Goran Dragic for a few games. Jimmy Butler was hobbling after his Game 5 performance. They were a banged up team. And yes, they were the 5th seed in the East, but they proved to be the best team in the East this season. I don't care about, everybody keeps talking about the bubble and how much of a break everyone got. Everyone got a break. LeBron got a break. Jimmy Butler got a break. Giannis Antetokounmpo got a break. The Sixers got a break. Every team in the playoffs got a break. It's not just a LeBron advantage. Everyone got it. They took advantage and they ended up walking away champions. But the Miami Heat proved to be the best team in the East this season. They made easy work of the Pacers, the Bucks, and then the Celtics. The Boston Celtics. They made very quick work of all of them, looking very easily the best team in the East. And I know they were hurt coming into the finals. I know it. But don't you think LeBron earned to have a little bit of a gimme finals, having to play the Golden State dynasty? Yes, I'm calling them a dynasty. The San Antonio Spurs dynasty as well, having to play them. Don't you think he maybe earned himself a break? A 73-9 team added Kevin Durant, and he had to play them in back-to-back finals. Don't you think he earned maybe having a finals handed to him, quote-unquote. But I digress. I just think it's funny. Everybody's talking about it being a cakewalk when really it was just the Lakers dominated their opponents. Simple as that. And everybody, obviously, we're all talking about GOAT. Is LeBron the GOAT? I think he is. You may not. You may think Michael Jordan's the GOAT, and I'm not going to argue with that. But everybody loves to talk about Michael Jordan and his 6-0, which I understand. It's very impressive. But are we going to sit here and are you going to look at me and or imagine looking at me and tell me that Jordan never caught a break in any of his playoff runs or any of his finals appearances? He never caught any breaks, really, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to tell me that? Okay.